Hello.
Yes, good day. May I please speak with Victor?
Who is this?
My name is Celine. I am the web designer at Locus Flash.
Oh, okay.
Hi. How are you doing, Victor?
Pretty good.
Good.
You?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. So before we start, Victor, this call might be recorded for quality and training purposes. I do hope that's okay with you.
That's okay.
Thank you. So I've been asked to give you a call. You wanted to do some changes to the website. What can I do for you?
Let's see. So the website, let me see the domain. Brush. Is there something that's set in place that somehow checks the website every few days and then corrects it?
But for any specific checkup or just general checkup?
Like something that automatically changes the things here, like address or whatever.
Oh, no. That any changes to core information will be like the business name, the address, the phone number, email. Those have to be done through your account because that's connected to your account. So you can do those changes actually on your client dashboard. And if you do it through there, it will not revert. So, but if you do it directly on the website, every time that it syncs with your account, it will revert to what it is on the account. Make sense?
Yeah.
So if you're trying to change something like the address or something like that, you will have to do it on your client dashboard, on the business information, because that's where you host. That's where all your information is host.
Well, this issue came up because it reverts to showing Citrus Heights as the area where I am operating. You're aware of that?
Yes, I disconnected that part, and now it says just California. So because I was not given where would be the location. So I did disconnect it because I think that you changed it directly from the website. Somebody changed it for you directly on the website. And that address, that has to be changed from your account, if you make sense. So, but it's already disconnected, so it will not revert. So now, if you want to change it again, then you have to let me know so I can change it on the master. So, because not being connected, you can do the change yourself, but just make sure to republish once that you do any change on the location. That's the only thing that I disconnected. The rest is all connected to your account.
Okay, so on the mobile website, there are icons above the three things, customer satisfaction, our guarantees, and your peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Can you change those icons to match?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yes.
Above guarantees, it's showing speed.
Yeah. Okay. I think that you changed that test. So yeah, I can change.
And the one above your peace of mind, I don't know, maybe put something like some hands holding something. I don't know.
Okay.
House. Like insurance, you know.
Gotcha.
I don't know if you have those options.
Yeah, I'm gonna check what can I do. It's just with the icons where kind of limited, but let me see, maybe I can download new ones. So
if anything, maybe just change everything to trees.
Yeah, to have all of them trees, right? As that's your main.
That would be simple.
Yeah. Oh, I actually found I think that it's a much nicer tree and evokes the three things. It's like, it's a tree shape, but I think it will work with all of them nicer.
Did you already change it?
I'm in that process. It's just for mobile version. I have to go to the mobile version as well. Okay. Give it 1 second and you can refresh and you can see them. I think that will work nicely. It's like, it's a kind of a bushy small tree. Are you able to see it? What do you think? If you don't like it, I can change it again. Don't worry. Just I saw that one because it shows the roots, it shows the, you know, the leaves and everything. It's like more evoking like the peace of mind, the guarantees, the customer satisfaction, the roots. No?
That's good, yeah. okay. The buttons on the mobile version. If you go to, let's say, about page, the button that says schedule appointment, the words are coming out of the square.
Do you have an Android phone or an iPhone?
Android.
Oh. It doesn't show that way on my end.
Really?
Yeah.
The green button on the top.
Yeah. It's clear appointment. It doesn't overlap on my end. So. On the about page, right?
Yeah, about page and also gallery. It says schedule appointment. And that's what I see. Maybe I have an old version.
No worries. I just expanded the bottom. So in any case, if you refresh, you should.
So just to double check, the Facebook ads are off, turned off. And this month is free?
With the Facebook ads, I think that they are off. And yes, you will not be billed on August 8th. Your billing will be zero.
Okay. And then the next bill is September 8th?
September 8th, yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
You see. Let's see what else is there. Like that. Oh, the map on the on contact us page.
Yeah.
The map in the square, it's centered in Citrus Heights where I live.
Yes.
I changed it before and it reverted again.
It's just, it will always revert because that map is actually connected to where the Google profile was verified. So if you go to verify on Citrus Heights, because that is your connection with Google, for Google to learn the location to show you on that location.
Can we change that somehow?
If I disconnect, your website will be disconnected from Google and then the ranking will go quite low. So I can expand the map if you want, but it has to, because it doesn't show the pin or anything, it's just the space, the radius. The center will be Citrus High.
Mm.
But
and that's forever?
Yeah, unless that you verify, your business in a different city. If you have a friend, for example, in Sacramento, that you can use his address to verify the business, you can change it through Google, but... It says, if I disconnect it, which I can do, but it's going to make you more harm than good. So.
Okay. Can you set it to be zoomed out a little bit more?
Like, how bigger would you like to be the radius?
Show the Bay Area to be included.
How far is the Bay Area from Citrus High?
It's 100 feet, 100 miles.
100 miles, okay.
So make the radius 200 miles, or maybe 220, 2 feet.
Okay.
Wait, not the radius, the diameter should be 2 feet.
Yeah, so it will be 100.
105. 105. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's actually fine. Sometimes I can go to Lake Tahoe and do some work there.
You travel far. I used to live in Rossville and I would not get out of there much. So even Sacramento was too far for me to be going.
Yeah.
So.
You used to live in Rossville?
Yes, like 8 years ago. I was there just for a bit. I lived there eight months. So when I first came to the US, I came from Canada.
Wow.
So I was there for, 8 months. Rossville, good old Rossville.
Yeah. Where do you live now?
I live in Southern California, Fountain Valley.
Okay.
So, yeah, and I've been here since. So I moved from Rossville right to here.
That's cool.
So, yeah, I'm looking for more sun, so probably I will be moving down to Mexico or something. I don't know. I'm German, so I spent too many years in the cold, and from Germany I went to Canada, to Toronto, so I cover my quote for cold weather.
You had enough?
Yes. More than enough. So.
Yeah. I grew up in Ukraine.
Yeah?
So I know what you mean. Yeah.
Wow. So you also cover your quote of cold. I grew up in Berlin.
Yep.
And as an adult, I moved down to the Swiss border. It's called a very, very small town in the Alps called Eidingen. And we used to have, a normal winter would be, minus 38 degrees Celsius. That was normal.
Wow.
That was like, this is winter.
Crazy.
So yeah, I have my quota, and I just want the sun, as much sun as possible.
Wow.
So there you go. Okay, so I moved the map. That does take a little bit to actually read on the side. Mm-hmm. But I put into 125. So that should cover, that should take you all the way to the Bay Area. So
okay.
Check.
No, including okay. Reno.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Better now?
Yeah, that's better.
You, as I say, if you have a friend that can actually pin you in Sacramento, like you just change the business address, you can always hide the address, you know, on Google, so it's not a biggie.
Yeah, you can hide it, but you can't center the business anywhere else.
Exactly. So, you know, I always say, if you have a friend that can make you the favor, just do it that way.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
What else?
Can you control the Zoom when it opens, so it's not zoomed in on Sacramento?
Let me see if I can settle it. But usually, that's more of the widget, depending on the phone that you're using.
Like when you open it to be zoomed out to see the whole circle.
Can you refresh and you tell me how you see on your end?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's much better. But I noticed one other thing. When it says contact info, if you go lower under the map,
mm-hmm.
This is how it showed up again.
Oh, that's the mobile version. Good catch. I didn't know disconnected from that, so I can do that now.
So you suggest to have find a friend that lives here, and it's
yeah.
there to borrow their address.
Yeah, and just to verify the business in a new address, especially because for Google to show you as local, the way that Google works out is that from your center 5 miles is what is local. Right, so anyone in those 5 miles from your center, from the city where you, the zip code, not even the city, the zip code, where you go verify, they will show you faster than the rest. And the longer or the higher the distance from that circle, the less you get shown, unless there is a specific match of search. So my advice is always like, if you want to have more work as local on a specific zip code, think of that as a 5 mile radius in that code and try to find someone that will lend you their address just for the purpose of verifying the Google profile. That address is always hidden, that information is privileged, so it can't be shared. So, you know, it's just for the purpose to make you local.
Okay. Sounds good.
So, I took Citrus either. I already disconnected. So,
double check.
I want to see Futa.
Still there now. On the contact page. Oh, it's gone. Oh, it's there on the one below.
Oh, on the footer. Yeah, I just removed from footer as well. Just refresh. You will be able to see.
Got it. Okay.
You see it?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Anything else I can see?
Yeah, could you, and last thing, just resend me the link for editing this website on my own.
Oh, yeah.
I can have pictures.
That is actually through your client dashboard. Have you entered in there?
I haven't been there in a while. I've been just focusing on work.
Of course. But when you were there, did you change your password? Do you recall?
Don't remember.
Let me see. Just if you change the password, I can't see it. So, no, it's good. Okay. So I'm going to send you in an email. You have the address, the link. Your username is always your phone number. And there is a password. It's a password generator. You can keep it or you can change it. I honestly advise to keep it, you know, because you can always recover it by just asking to resend the mail there. So,
okay.
And there is a little video that will walk you through the client dashboard and also has for your My Site. I'm going to send you a link for a video on how to edit things. So in any case, if you ever are editing and you find that you need assistance or something, just the fastest way to get to me is to send a text message. Can I have Celine call me, or can I have the web department call me, and they will pass me the note immediately. So otherwise, you have to go through the phone system. Okay.
Sounds good.
So I send you your login credentials. I'm going to send you that tutorial for My Site. And if you ever need me, just send me a text message. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Great. You're very welcome, Victor. Have a wonderful rest of the day, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for helping.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. God bless.
Amen. Bye.